Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Master Mirva Inkeri, and I'm so delighted and happy to be here with you for this weekly Blog Talk Radio show. It is a start of a very exciting week. This week, I have the great honor, joy, delight, and privilege to welcome a powerful teacher, a powerful master, and a powerful soul, a divine endowed healer to Sydney, Australia. My beloved teacher, Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, whom I met in 2008, has been delivering His divine Tao wisdom to us since 2010. He has certified very high level teachers, some of his leading and top teachers, to teach his most advanced Tao wisdom and Tao knowledge from his books. These take us on a very deep journey in understanding how life works. How does all aspects of life work? This is most fascinating, most intriguing, and truly, truly nourishes every aspect of one's soul and beyond. I was always looking for the answers in life myself. Before I met Master Sha, I was always looking for the answers. I always had this question, there must be more to life than this. I was never happy, satisfied. I was always yearning and looking. And these teachings helped me to stop looking. The yearning stopped because I started to receive the answers. So one of the top teachers, the certified Tao advanced teachers, beloved Master David Lush, will be arriving in Australia here this week. You will have a chance to meet him this Thursday, 1st of September, as well as join him for a very, very special 5-day retreat, September 2nd to the 6th. As a preview today, before he leaves Germany to join us, he is here with me and he's going to explain some of the deep, deep Tao wisdom with you, with us today. So welcome, beloved Master David. I'm so happy you could squeeze in a little bit of time before you leave Germany. So welcome.
Thank you, Master Mirva. It's an incredible honor to be here with you, to be with everyone here on the line. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Master David, let's dive deep right away. What are the spiritual laws and principles, the universal laws and principles that govern life? How is it that we can understand these? How is it that we can understand how these make a difference in our life? Why is it worthwhile studying hard and deep these incredible, vast, huge concepts, wisdom, and knowledge? Sorry, it's so exciting for me. There's lots of words. So how can you explain it all to us?
Thank you, Master Mirva. It's been an incredible honor to meet Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, who is both of ours spiritual teachers. He's our spiritual father. And he's guided and trained us in this Tao wisdom, knowledge, and practical techniques. Master Shah has an incredible way to take the complicated and to make it simple to understand. Simple does not mean it doesn't have meaning. Simple and yet incredibly profound. Tao is the source and creator of all life. Tao is the emptiness and the nothingness. But Tao is not truly empty or nothing. There is something there. And in that something, there is one mass, one joined mass. The Tao is everything. The Tao is nothing. The Tao is the universal oneness. Tao is the universal laws and principles that govern everyone and everything. So you may think, well, why is this significant? Why should I care? To study the Tao wisdom, knowledge, and practical techniques is to learn about how the universe works, how the universe operates. Tao is the way of life. So when you understand how the way guides, creates, manifests, and transforms everything, how the universe is changing, you can be more successful in living your life and creating the life you want, including transforming every aspect of your life, which includes boosting your energy, your stamina, your vitality, and immunity, preventing sickness, healing your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies, purifying and rejuvenating your soul, heart, mind, and body, prolonging your life, increasing the intelligence of your soul, heart, mind, and body, opening your spiritual channels, transforming your relationships, your finance, and your business, transforming the way you see things, look at things, understand things, enlightening your soul, heart, mind, and body, and much, much more. To study the Tao wisdom is to connect with the source, is to receive the nourishment from the source, to receive the essence from the source, to receive the wisdom from the source, to use the guiding principles, the guiding laws, and to harness, to manifest, to create the life you wish. It's not a life of selfishness. If you want to create a life of selfishness, you'll have no success. It's to create a life of service, to create a life of purpose. The purpose of life is to serve others, to make them healthier and happier. When you serve others to become healthier and happier, when you radiate the love, the forgiveness, the compassion, the light, the peace, the harmony, and more, you will create true abundance for your life and soul journey. You will create the life you truly desire.
Wow, that's a powerful message. Thank you, Master David. You know, I was in the corporate world for several years, and I did lots of leadership training. Very often they had these surveys called value surveys, i.e. what are the values that you rank high in your life? And spirituality was always on the top of my list. And I didn't know how to access that. So what you've just described is the link for me. It sounds like the bridge for so many people to feel like they have purpose, meaning, and how they are part of the life on a bigger scale as a whole. Would you say that that's true?
Yes, Master Mirva. We're all here for a reason. We're all here for a purpose. We all have a service to offer. Humanity, Mother Earth, countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes in heaven. We may think, oh, I'm just a little human being on this planet. The universe is so big. Yes, but we're a part of this universe. And our frequency and vibration is a part of the entire frequency and vibration. That's what the Tao is. The Tao is the entire frequency and vibration. It's the oneness. It does not matter if you're in business, if you stay at home, if you have a hobby, or whatever you do. We are all governed by the universal laws and principles. And these universal laws and principles include yin-yang, the five elements, shen-qi-jing, or soul, heart, mind, energy, and matter. Quantum physics would say information, receiver, processor, ability to do the work, and manifestation. And the universal law of universal service, which is karma. Some people sometimes think they don't believe in karma, but they do. Karma is cause and effect, action and reaction. What you give is what you receive. What you think, say, and do is what will come back to you. And therefore, it's important to understand that these laws are governing our lives and soul journeys. In fact, our thoughts, speech, and actions from before this life most heavily influence our life and our soul journey, who we are now, what we think, what we say, what we do. So Tao teaching doesn't only teach you to transform this life. It teaches you to transform your entire soul journey. From the moment your soul was created to now and the future. The past is now. The future is now. The present is now. In the Tao, there is no time or space. If you truly can gain the true power and abilities, what some may call saint abilities, some may call Buddha abilities, Tao abilities, fairy tale abilities, you have the ability to go beyond time, beyond space. You transform here, you transform past, present, future, all at once. There's layers to the Tao teaching. The Tao teaching is all powerful, profound. What I can tell you is to understand the universal laws and principles is good. However, to learn how to practice, to apply them to transform your life is necessary. There are people, they know they need to work out, but they don't work out. The people know they should eat better, they don't eat better. Practice is so important. Wisdom and practice are a yin-yang pair. Yin-yang represents balance and harmony. You know, yang, we often use fire nature to represent. Fire is excited. It flows up. It's heat. Water, nature we use to represent yin. Water nature is cool. It's calm. It flows down. Fire can boil water. Water can put out fire. Balance and harmony between fire and water, or yin and yang, is necessary for our health, our relationships, our finance, our business, or whatever. You can look at a business and you can say it's out of balance and harmony. If it's out of balance and harmony, it's sick and it can have disasters. If it's in balance and harmony, the business flows. You can look at a relationship. You can say that's out of balance and harmony. Too much anger, too much fighting, too much selfishness. You can look at a relationship and say, wow, it's in balance and harmony. They give, they take, they love, they support each other, they nourish each other. You can look at your health. You can have knee pain. That's out of balance and harmony. You can have high blood pressure. That's out of balance and harmony. To understand balance and harmony is not enough. We need sacred Tao wisdom, knowledge, and practical techniques to apply, to heal, to rejuvenate, to transform every aspect of our life, including our health, our relationships, our finance, our business, our intelligence, our entire soul journey. To learn to study Tao wisdom is to empower you, to give you the practical, sacred tools to transform every aspect of your life and soul journey.
Wow, that's very powerful. Thank you, Master David. This is like the wizard's way of understanding how everything comes together on the tiniest level and on the highest, biggest level as well.
Master Merva.
Yes.
I would like to sing a Tao song for everybody. Tao normal creation and Tao reverse creation, so the people can connect with the frequency and vibration.
Oh, beautiful.
Further. Everyone, sit up straight, close your eyes. Put one hand below your navel, one hand on the heart. I'm going to sing the Tao normal and reverse creation mantra in Chinese. It means Tao creates one, one creates two. Two is yin and yang. Tao and one are one, they're the same. Two creates three. Three is Tao plus yin and yang. Three creates everything. Tao plus yin and yang create everything, countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. One wu, everything. Return to three. Three return to two. Two return to one. One to return to Tao. This mantra brings you the Tao frequency and vibration. The frequency and vibration of heaven and Mother Earth, of countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes to transform your life and soul journey. The way we can connect with Tao is we do practice. This is a practice. This is one practice. This practice can transform everything. Da Dao Zhi Jian, the big way, is extremely simple. Open your hearts and souls to the truth. Tao is the ultimate truth. Open your hearts and souls to Tao. You have a sacred opportunity to empower your life like never before. Grab the opportunity. Close your eyes. Dao Shang Yi, Yi Shang Er, Er Shang San, San Shang Wan Wu, Wan Wu. San Gui Er, Er Gui, Yi Gui Dao, Dao Shang Yi, Yi Shang. San, San Sheng Wan Wu, Wan Wu Gui San. Shang Ar Sang San San Shang Wan Wu Wan Wu Gui San San Gui Ar Ar Gui Very loved and blessed. Thank you, Tao. Thank you, Tao Normal and Reverse Creation. Thank you, Master Merva.
Thank you, Master David. Wow, that is so beautiful. Oh, wow, I'm in such a peaceful, still state, listening, receiving the wisdom and that powerful frequency of this mantra. So this is a tiny snippet of what Master David will offer to all of us for 5 days, 5 nights, plus 2 additional sessions, an intro session on Thursday night, September 1st. So anyone who really wants to understand the deep spiritual wisdom, how to apply it for yourself. You heard every aspect of life, any aspect of life. This is the retreat for you. This will be most spectacular. I know it. I feel it in every fiber of my being. This will be so incredibly special. I'm so deeply, deeply grateful that you are coming here to be with us, Master David. I'm very, very much looking forward to the journey with you. Is there anything you would like to say to our listeners before we close?
The purpose of life is to serve. One of the greatest things we can do is to purify ourselves, to cultivate ourselves, in order to become better servants. Whether it's as a mother, a father, a colleague, a boss, a brother, a sister, to become better servants for humanity, for all souls. One of the greatest keys to advance your soul journey is to open your heart and soul and to truly love. My experience with Master Shah is it's been about opening and aligning my heart and soul, my soul, heart, mind, and body with the divine, with the Tao source. And this is what you will go through at this event. And I want you to know that you will have an incredible experience, opening. You will feel the love, you will experience the love. How to transform your life and soul journey. I thank you, Master Merva. I thank you, everyone on the line. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Master David. Thank you, everyone, for listening, for being here with us today. Be with us for 7 miraculous days from the 1st of September to the 7th of September. Come to Sydney in person. Travel. Pack your bag. Get on the plane. Be here in person. It will be so incredibly powerful. If that is not possible at this time, then join us via live webcast, because there truly is no space and time. You can be with us even if you stay at home. The details of all the times and the logistics are on our website, drsha.com/events Australia Sydney. That's drsha.com/Australia Sydney. Look forward to seeing you, being with you, meeting you, and journeying with you through the universe all the way to the source. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.